Let's just talk about that scenario first. If you could go back in time, you're going to pretend that you're Matt or you're Matt's father. If you could go back in time and do anything differently in your encounter with the other person, what would that be? Reflecting on your answer, what have you failed to do as a child of God? Now you're pretending that you're Matt or Matt's father in the scenario. Just general thoughts as you think through the scenario. Ellen?
I think if I was Matt's father, I would have had Matt come out to be rigged with him, not yelled at him until he saw what happened and discussed the problem
Okay.
there. So then he couldn't deny it. He could see it.
Okay. Ellen says she would have, instead of having the conversation there and kind of leaving it open-ended, would have walked the son out and shown the taillight that's missing. Yeah, that's good. I saw Bob and Kay raise their hands.
Go ahead, Kay.
Well, if I was Matt's dad, I would have said, "Do you have something you want to tell me?"
Okay. So what do you like about that, Kay? What's the advantage of just kind of leaving it out there? It's just kind of an open.
It gives him the opportunity to fess up.
Anybody had a painful story like this in your own life? Maybe. Yeah. Oh boy.
Pastor,
Yes.
if I were Matt, which is hard for a teenager, I'm assuming probably best to have somehow at least given the father the information that out in the car. Apparently, he didn't notice that. He could even have left a note if he didn't really feel like he could do it face to face.
Yeah.
And that might have forestalled some of the anger and the surprise element and the element of feeling that the father feeling.
Okay. Nancy Chapel shares that perhaps writing a note on the car, then that takes away the element of a surprise and gotcha moment, or that, you're kind of being penalized. It looks like the conversation might head that direction, whereas just leaving a note is kind of a confession with probably a thought that there'd be a follow-up conversation, maybe something like that. Yeah, Sharon, a lot of hands. Boy, a lot of people have car problems with kids.
I don't know. I guess I wouldn't have, I would have come in maybe and said, gosh, it looks like something happened to the Jeep. You know anything about it? And she said, no, I would have dropped it then and hoped that he would think about it. Maybe his conscience would bother him. And I had a I mean, I was a little incident with our son. He wasn't a teenager. But our rule was when he went to somebody's house, there had to be an adult there, and there was a certain thing allowed to do. And he had gone and visited this friend, and they had a swimming pool. And they weren't to swim without an adult there. And so I asked him, and oh, they just hung out. And it was less than an hour later, he came out, and he says, "I can't stand it, Mom. I lied." And he confessed. But I did question him about, okay, are you sure you didn't, I just let it be. And I would hope maybe that, their conscience would.
Yeah. Sharon, Star shares she would hope that their conscience would move them in a direction to confess. So, and Carol, her thing says dad shouldn't get angry before talking to the son. Oh man, that's hard. As a parent, I'm thinking about that myself. So thank you for sharing, because I'm writing all this down. You guys are veterans. I'm just starting to enter into this phase. Yeah.
I might just, in arguing or becoming angry right away, it kind of stops the communication.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah.
that's fine.
All right. Great thoughts. Great opening thoughts here on how to approach this. Yeah, I just want to pause one second and just say, all right, so what we're doing here is today's tool is confessing to others. That's the tool to stop any conflict.